Turning to Bibles today, to 1 Samuel chapter 7, and I'd like to begin reading at verse number 7. 1 Samuel chapter 7, beginning at verse number 7, you'll find this rather interesting, but it's really not interesting because it's just how the Lord works things out. But I want to preach today on the subject, "Here I Raise My Ebenezer." We just sang about that, didn't we, Brother Mike? I want to preach on that subject this morning. 1 Samuel chapter 7, beginning at verse number 7. "And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, 'Cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines.' And Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it for a burnt offering, holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out to Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came into Bethcar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shin and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, 'Hitherto hath the Lord helped us.'" The word Ebenezer means, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." And I want to, with God helping me, today preach on the subject, "Here I Raise My Ebenezer." Let's pray. Our Father, we come to Thee in prayer today. We thank You for this service, for the blessings that we've already appreciated and enjoyed. We come now praying Your blessing upon the preaching of Your Word. We thank You today for this day that celebrates, commemorates, and honors the veterans of our country. We pray Your blessings upon them, and bless today in this, what I would like to be a Veterans Day message, that might be an encouragement and a challenge and a help to us all. Bless today and meet needs of whatever sort they may have come in. Meet today the needs, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, the American veteran is recognized and honored today, for they constitute the first defenders of our country and our freedom. And we're certainly grateful to our American veterans. All of us who have worn the uniform have a story to tell. And we have a reason to be proud of our service, every veteran here today. Every supporter of veterans, including spouses and families, are to be equally commended. For without family support, the veteran would be unequipped. I believe firmly, however, that the unseen hand of God is the main reason for the victories on the battlefield related to American history, American war history. The word Ebenezer means the Lord has helped us. The word Ebenezer has come to mean something else. We usually attach it to the word Scrooge, do we not? This time of the year. Which, of course, Scrooge, we think of someone who is miserly, someone who is miserable, cheap, mean, and bitter. But before Charles Dickens forever changed what we think about the word Ebenezer, someone else wrote about this. His name was Robert Robinson. He wrote the lyrics to the song that we just sang a few minutes ago. "Come thy fount of every blessing, tune thy heart to sing thy grace, streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise." The second verse says, "Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I've come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Here I raise my Ebenezer. With all that is going on in our world today, the political, the social unrest, even in our country, it is good to remember what we have. And I believe, quite frankly, we ought to always combine Thanksgiving with every holiday. When you pause and think about that, every day ought to be Thanksgiving Day. We need to be thankful always for America. The Lord has helped us, Ebenezer. The Lord has helped us. Here was a stone that was erected to commemorate a victory. Here was a stone that was to commemorate the victory that God gave Israel over the Philistines. The Philistines had miscalculated by thinking that a sneak attack would pay off. They had heard that Israel was to be gathered at Mizpah. They thought a sneak attack would take care of Israel. But God had something else in mind. God had other plans. The Lord fought for the people. And by the way, when God fights for the people, that's always going to be a winning strategy, is it not? This day of victory was commemorated as a day of victory because of the Lord's help, and a stone was erected to symbolize that victory. That stone would remind them of the Lord's help. Every time Israel would see that stone would say, "The Lord has helped us. The Lord has helped us." I remember years ago when I lived over in Amherst County, Virginia, we used to go up to the top of a mountain called High Peak Mountain. On the top of that mountain, there in the Blue Ridge Mountains, there was a fire tower. We'd go to the top of that High Peak Mountain. We'd climb that fire tower. And you could look down at the valley below and all of the cars on the road that we had just traveled in the valley below as we would proceed up that mountain. They looked like little moving dots because we were so high. And you know, in a sense, the word Ebenezer is almost like the top of the High Peak Mountain. Ebenezer. Israel could see that God had helped them. Israel could see what the Lord had done. Israel was reminded that it was God that gave them victory over the Philistines. Israel raised its Ebenezer stone to be reminded of what God had done. Remembering where they had been. Remembering what had happened. And how things were now. Ebenezer, Ebenezer, Ebenezer. It's safe to say, in looking at this passage of Scripture, that the veterans of Israel were gathered there that day, on Veterans Day, let's call it. The veterans of Israel were gathered there at Mizpah. And those veterans could look at a stone and say, "God just gave us the victory that we had over those Philistines." It's God that gets the praise. It's God that gets the glory. Here I raise my Ebenezer. When I think of Veterans Day today, there are three simple words I'd like to suggest to you. Three simple words. I believe that Veterans Day is a day of remembrance. It's a day of remembrance. You see, a stone was erected to remind Israel of God's victory. Well, Veterans Day is a day of remembrance. The sight of a veteran is a call to remember. We all represent something. We represent history. We have different branches of service represented here today. We served at different times. We served in different wars. But yet every single one of us represented the same cause. Different people, different men and women, different uniforms, different branches of service, but one cause. Serving for the cause of American freedom. Serving for this country. You know, today, European leaders, as well as our president, met in Paris, France. I viewed some of that this morning on TV. Commemorating the ending of World War I, the war that was to end all wars. World War I was to end all wars. Sad to say, World War I was followed by World War II, by Korea, by Vietnam, by Iraq, by Afghanistan, and a host of other battlefields. That war did not end all wars. I looked at the faces of those world leaders gathered at Paris, and I wondered what was going through their minds. I saw the president. I saw the president of Russia. Putin was there. I saw the prime minister of Germany. She was there. I saw our own president. I saw the president of France. All of those world leaders are gathered in France today to pay tribute, to honor the ending of World War I. And I looked at their faces, wondering what was going on in their minds. Some of them are the faces of countries which were aggressors in the Great War. Some of them are the faces of countries which were the defenders of the Great War. And I was thinking, what do we learn from history? What do we learn from history? If we don't learn from history, we're destined to repeat it. That's a solemn fact of history. If we don't learn, we repeat it. Sadly, we're always one leader, one administration, one election away from the repeat of another war, another enslavement, and another bondage. That's strange, isn't it? It seems like that any given time, there's an Adolf Hitler, there's a Mussolini, there's a Castro, there's a Saddam Hussein that are waiting to step on the world scene and to enslave the minds and hearts of people all over again. It seems that we fight our wars. We go through those wars. We lose countless amounts of human lives in those wars. And then later on we meet somewhere and we commemorate the ending of a war, but yet at the same time, just around the corner, could be the beginning of another war. And you can single out any sorry dictator that's ever lived, and sad to say, there's still the potentiality of another leader of that same sort coming on the scene today and subjecting the minds and hearts of people to the same tyranny that countries have had to endure down through the centuries. Why? We never learn from history. Arrogance, apathy, ignorance, and naivety keeps us from learning. We do what President Trump illustrated in the snake story. We bring a deadly snake home and think we can make it a friend. But it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Today, as we honor veterans, we need to honor history and vow to never repeat the same mistakes. It's tragic to repeat the same mistakes. It's tragic that we're not learning. It's tragic that we have the arising of the same type of ruthless people. We never seem to learn from history. What about 9/11 memorial in New York City? What about the memorial in Normandy? What about the memorials throughout our country which reflect past wars? The statues of Civil War generals is not meant to suggest the tyranny of slavery, but to remind us of a war where brother fought against brother on American soil. Those statutes remind us of a sad period of our history to perhaps caution us to never again fight against fellow Americans. Those statutes are a reminder of 620,000 Americans who died on American soil. The Civil War, was America's bloodiest conflict. The unprecedented violence of battles such as Shiloh, Antietam, Stone River, Gettysburg shocked citizens and international observers alike. Nearly as many men died in captivity during the Civil War as were killed in the whole of the Vietnam War. Hundreds of thousands died of disease. Roughly 2% of the population, an estimated 620,000 men, lost their lives in the line of duty. Taken as a percentage of today's population, the toll would have risen to nearly 6 million souls. If America fought the same Civil War with the same conditions as was fought in the 1800s. Every living veteran is a living memorial of military comrades, for they too could have become a casualty on a battlefield. Every single veteran today could have their name etched on the memorial, the Vietnam Memorial, or perhaps a Korean Memorial, or World War II Memorial, or any other memorial for that matter. We were called to serve. We all put on the uniform. We all went into the service of our country, but every single one of us could have been a casualty of war. Every one of us. A living veteran is a reminder of a dead veteran. A reminder of those who've lost. The military uniform is an Ebenezer Stone, for it represents our country. And while it may represent a particular branch of service, it represents the United States of America first. Its color may be olive drab, green, blue, brown, desert color. But it can also be crimson for the millions who stained it with their own blood in dying for our cherished freedom. We never want to forget for what someone else has done for us. It's easy enough when the hurt is still fresh. As young wives, husbands, mothers, fathers are still being contacted by the War Department of the deaths of family members. The Vietnam Memorial in Washington contains the names of the casualties of that terrible war and reminds us of the disgrace of politicians who politicized the war instead of letting our capable military win it. The Korean War Memorial in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and other locations contain the names of the dead as a result of that war and again remind us of political decisions which hindered military resolve to win that war. All of the memorials related to the two great wars remind us of the millions of deaths because of that terrible thing called war. But those memorials remind Americans of one of our greatest generals who one time said this, and would to God we had kept that as our war philosophy and doctrine. General Douglas MacArthur said, in war, there's no substitute for victory. I believe that the American forces should have never lost any battle. I believe we should have won every war. I believe we should have seen victory in Vietnam. I believe we should have seen victory in Korea, because American forces are the greatest and the best up on the face of this earth. But when you have politicians interfering and not letting our generals and commanders do what they've been trained to do, then that's what happens. It's disgusting to me today as a veteran that you've got people sitting behind desks controlling how wars develop, and many of them know nothing about combat themselves. And yet they're the so-called leaders. It's a terrible day in American history where party politics and agendas become more important than the goodwill of our country. But every veteran today is a hero. A hero in more ways than one. They put on a uniform They left their families. They flew across the sea with the possibility of never again seeing American soil. They did what they were told to do. They didn't wrangle around with how things should be like politicians are doing. They just fought, they bled, and many died. God bless the veterans today on Veterans Day. When I think of a veteran, though, I believe that Veterans Day is a day of remembrance. A day of remembrance. Secondly, I think Veterans Day is a day of reckoning. A day of reckoning. Israel kept building its stone altars. They kept building Ebenezer stones. Do you know that memorials are necessary? Do you know that symbols are important? Israel kept building stone altars from Noah to Moses, from Jacob to Elijah, for the purpose of reminding them what God had done for them. It's good that we all have our Ebenezer stones to not forget where we came from. We need things like refrigerator magnets with Bible verses to remind us when we go to the refrigerator for a glass of orange juice to be reminded that the Lord is our shepherd. Amen. And God takes care of His own. We have our forms of Ebenezer stones reminding us that the Lord hath helped us. He's a present help in time of trouble. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. He's a God of grace and mercy and goodness. And it's good to be reminded of that with a Bible verse, a magnet, or whatever it might be. We need bookmarks and our favorite reading materials to remind us that God never leaves us nor forsakes us. We need a company of other people who love the Lord to remind us that we're not alone in our journey. This explains why we have things like gravestones. This explains why we have fastened seatbelt lights to remind us to fasten the seatbelt. This is why we wear wedding rings as a symbol and a reminder of love and commitment. And Samuel's Ebenezer stone served the same purpose. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. The cross is important. The cross reminds us of who we are, what we were, where we were going, where we are going now, who made it happen, and how He did it. When I look at that cross, I see more than a symbol. I see a bleeding, dying Savior. I see the Savior lifted up from this earth on that cross, bleeding, suffering, paying our sin debt. The cross is more than a nice piece of journey, nice piece of jewelry. It's an Ebenezer reminding us of someone, what He did for us to set us free. Veterans Day is a day of remembrance. It's a day of reckoning. Realizing, reckoning, just who did it. How it happened. You see, it was God that gave Israel the victory over those Philistines. And I believe this. We've got the greatest military on the face of this earth. But our military is not the sole reason for victory. We've got the greatest leaders, generals, and those people who lead in the military. But that's not the greatest reason for victory. I just believe that God's hand has been upon our country. I just believe that God's hand has been upon our military. I just believe that it's God that's given us the victory. But you see, we cannot take that for granted. We must walk humbly before God. We must realize that righteousness exalteth the nation. But sin is always going to be a reproach to any people. The cross is not just a piece of jewelry. It's an Ebenezer stone. And I believe the church is an Ebenezer stone. It's a reminder of what God has done, is doing, and will do. Many of you have been saved here. Many have been nourished here. Many walk in this building and memories flood your mind. You remember family, friends. You remember celebrations. You remember weddings. You remember tears. You remember laughter. And you remember victory. That's what this church is as an Ebenezer Stone. When you come to when you came to the services this morning, you thought of someone else that used to be here who's now in heaven. You thought of things that have pertained to this church in the past. You thought, when you came in here, oh yes, you expected to hear a sermon, but this church represents memories. This church represents fondness. This church was a place where many of you got married. This church, unfortunately, is a place where many of your precious loved ones have had funeral services. But Smith Grove is an Ebenezer Stone. We still know that God has blessed. We still know that what it is by the grace of God. You know, the Ebenezer Stone reminds us of former men of God who preached here, who pastored here, faithfully discharged their duties, and their labors do follow them. The Ebenezer Stone. When coming to the Smith Grove Baptist Church, you ought to be reminded more than ever to stick to the stuff. Be faithful to the end. There's a lot of people that came through these doors and are now in glory that God used in a great way, and we don't want to disappoint them. The Ebenezer Stone. Here I raise mine Ebenezer. Look what God has done. So today, on Veterans Day, a day of remembrance, a day of reckoning, but I must quickly add today as we close, Veterans Day is a day of repentance. You'll look at verse number 6 of chapter 7. Notice what it says. Verse number 6. They gathered together to Mizpah, drew water, poured it out before the Lord, and fasted on that day and said there, we have sinned against the Lord. We have sinned against the Lord. Let me say that Veterans Day has to be Memorial Day for the living. Memorialize the dead. Living saints memorialize dead saints, for they carry on the spiritual legacy. The best way to represent a godly relative or friend is to be godly yourself. The best way to represent a dead saint is to be a living saint. You think about it. How could we ever speak disparagingly towards those that have preceded us, that have set such a good record, been faithful to the end, served God with courage, been a blessing to our church? How could we ever disrespect their memory by not having our lives brought up to equal par spiritually with where they were? So a living saint represents a dead saint in the best way, when you stop and think about it. You know, unfortunately, we will keep on fighting wars, and then we will later commemorate their ending, yet we keep on killing one another until God changes the heart. I was thinking today along that line, you know why you have warped minds? Warped minds come from warped hearts. If you have warped hearts, then you can expect to have a warped mind. I'll tell you what people need today. People need God. People need to have a change of heart. The Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? If you had people today who had their heart changed by God's saving grace, they'd be act different. They'd be living different. In fact, by the way, we understand today that the only way to really get on with living the right kind of way is to come to the cross and be a Christian and then serve the Lord. Many veterans have come home from wars and know something about the elation of victory. They have fought in battles. They've seen the enemy fall before their eyes. They fought to liberate countries from tyranny, from communism, from fascism, and they deserve the right to be recognized as heroes. Yet many are enslaved to sin and have been defeated by Satan, sin, and self. The Bible says, while they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome of the same as he brought in bondage. Spiritual victory begins at an altar. It begins in repentance. So today, in closing, thank God for every single veteran and their spouses and family members and those that have served our country nobly. Thank God for the memory of those that paid the ultimate price for our freedom. But Veterans Day is about memory. Memory. It's also about our realizing that who we are, where we are, where we've come from, and where we're going is all because of God and His grace. And if we ever had a time in our life and in our history, in our church, in our nation, in the world, where people need God, it's now. See, the good thing about being a Christian is this. We understand not only history, but prophecy. We know the reason why we've been blessed as a nation. We know the reason why we're a Christian. We can look back to the cross. But the good thing about a Bible-believing, Bible-reading, and Bible student is we also understand something about prophecy. We know this. As long as wicked men rule, as long as minds are still corrupted by sin, there will never be upon the face of this earth a government that will ever be perfect. But we know enough about the Bible to know that one day that's going to all end because King Jesus will be the ruler. And thank God that's going to be the time swords will be beaten in plowshares. Men will study war no more. And children will be able to lie down and play with a deadly snake and not even be harmed. Because even the animal kingdom itself will be in friendly terms with with the men and women that God has made. But that's going to be a time of peace. But until then, let's keep raising our Ebenezer stones. Let's understand that as a nation, we've been blessed because God did it. As a church, we're blessed because God did it. And as individuals, we're blessed because it's God that's brought us to where we are. So today, on this Veterans Day, I think it might be a good time for maybe some Christians in this church service to come forward and renew themselves to the Lord and say, God, today help me to raise the Ebenezer stone. Help me to give you credit for the victories that I've seen accomplished in my life because you fought and won the battles in my life. And if you're here today, still in tyranny to sin, come to Jesus Christ today. Let's bow our heads in prayer.